Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. Thank you for listening in. Join Deborah Lauren, foundational life coach and mom of two, as she shares insights, practices, and interviews that help us maintain focus, organization, and time for ourselves amidst a busy life and high expectations. These conversations invite you to sample all the ways we can build our own foundational health practice. Consider this your how-to in making a commitment to yourself so you can find your freedom and live life on purpose. Here is your host, Deborah Lauren.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Find Your Freedom podcast. Deborah Lauren here as always, and I'm welcoming you to the 51st episode. I was so excited last week when I made it to the 50 episode milestone. Creating the Find Your Freedom podcast has enabled me to interview such amazing individuals, and it has really provided an opportunity to share what I am most passionate about, and that is bridging the gap between science and spirituality, truly helping you see all the empowerment, all the possibility that lies within you using different strategies and insights and modalities available. And so it's been such a beautiful year. And, you know, these final 3 months of the year, as we move through October and November and December, they represent the waning moon, you know, the lunar energy, a time of harvest, culmination, where we are best suited to finish projects and focus on details and really prepare for the winter's restoration period. And because of this, I have decided to give a pause to this podcast, to honor my intuition, to make room for a shift and allow myself time and energy to really focus on the teaching aspects of my job as a mindfulness and meditation coach. And so I just wanted to give you guys one last episode, number 51, to really give homage to the top 5 episodes that have been downloaded the most, the episodes that have had the biggest impact. And then I wanted to conclude with a little giveaway, one final PDF prompt that has to do with one of the most popular episodes. And then we will end with a meditation. Meditation is how I got started in this industry about 5 years ago, and it has been something that has always been a constant. And I wanted to end this season, this chapter, with what brought me into mindfulness and meditation coaching in the beginning, and that is yoga nidra. So with that, I just want to let you know that this podcast will, of course, stay on all platforms, and all 50 episodes will be available for you to reference whenever you need them. So I don't know when season 2 will occur, if it will occur, but for now, we're going to keep this to a year worth of inspiration and interviews. So should you want to be pointed in the right direction to listen to past episodes or get some motivation and know what other people thought was interesting, I'm going to give you the top 5 episodes of last year. And here we go. Number 5 was our interview with Natalia using essential oils to support your growth in 2020. So 2020 is not over yet. We definitely could use that support. So I highly recommend tuning into episode number 9 to review the oils that we chose that were most supportive, most empowering, and most nurturing as we finish out the year. Number 4 is episode 6, how reframing your fear can lead to your freedom. I think especially as we navigate so much uncertainty, so much change, so much chaos and triggering, this is a beautiful episode to support your growth, to support your healing. No matter who you are, there's a lot of healing to be done this year. And so I hope that that episode can really help you. There are some action steps. There's a PDF activity that you can do. And I even link to one of my meditations on navigating that fear. So there's lots and lots of resources there for you. The third most popular episode was a deep dive into the Four Agreements. This is a whole review of Don Miguel Ruiz's book that is widely known for helping you increase that mindfulness muscle in your brain. All right, we're going to go through all the different agreements, their significance, how you can really retrain your brain to think about your triggers differently, to think about your responses differently, and to really own how you're going to make decisions about the things that happen to you, for you, and with you. Number two is episode number 20, Gain 3 to 4 hours of Sleep Back with Yoga Nidra. And I was so excited that this was one of the most popular episodes because, like I said, this meditation practice is absolutely the most game-changing aspect in my life, and it is what kickstarted my meditation coaching practice. And Yoga Nidra specifically is just one of the most bang-for-your-buck meditation practices that you can use. It is a guided imagery practice, so you do not need any meditative experience. You don't need to necessarily quiet your mind or do anything intimidating. All you have to do is get in a comfortable place, close your eyes, and listen to the cues. It's so wonderful to have a practice that allows you to just surrender and listen, to take responsibility away from you. And so if you are ever interested, I'm going to do a meditation for you after this. You can also download a host of free meditations on the Insight Timer app, which I highly recommend. It's a free app. You only have to pay if you want to take some a la carte courses or you want to invest in a yearly membership so that you can use all the features of the website. But you have, I think, over 60,000 meditations to choose from, even with the free option. So it's a wonderful value. And finally, the number one downloaded episode was The Science of Gratitude and What It Can Help You Do. And this was one of the first episodes, it's number 3, that I recorded as part of the, you know, first 3 Welcome to the Podcast series. And it really is the crux of so much of mindfulness and understanding that bridge between gratitude and spirituality and mindfulness as a whole, and what that does to our brains, how that actually changes the infrastructure of our neuron connections and of the brain-body communication so that we can attract new, different, more aligned experiences and people into our lives. So I hope if you haven't downloaded these, that you definitely go back, take a look and listen or re-listen and see what else you can learn. I love listening to podcasts 2 or 3 times sometimes because I always learn new things from each one. So I recommend that. And as I promised, I'm going to give you guys some goodies. So the last time we recorded the gratitude episode, I didn't actually give you any PDFs or downloadable goodies. So this time I'm going to give you a gratitude prompt worksheet. And all it is giving you ideas for how to prompt your mind to think about not just what you're grateful for. All right, gratitude has so much more to do with what am I grateful for today? It's very easy to get locked into the same few things that seem obvious and that seem appropriate, but there are so many different prompts. You really can speak to who made you laugh today, what was unexpectedly surprising and fun today, what good did somebody do for you today? Or how did you have a random act of kindness for someone else? What were you able to laugh at? All these different types of questions that are just nuanced ways of remembering what's in your favor, what's going in your direction, what's supporting you, so that you can really retrain your brain to look more for just the gratefulness, but for all the different types of good and alignment. All right. I would love for you all to download that, and then please email me. Let me know how it's working for you. Let me know what prompts you're using, what new awareness you have, what new things are coming into your life now that you're paying attention to those different prompts, to those different ways that good and alignment can come in and stay. So I'm so curious, and I really hope to hear from you guys in that way. All right, finally, as promised, I'm going to give you guys a recording to one of my favorite Yoga Nidra meditations that I wrote. And this specific one really roots itself in the law of attraction. Now, I chose this meditation out of all the different scripts that I've written because I think that it has the most to offer, especially right now, given the state of our nation with the pandemic and the election and all the uncertainty that is still in front of us. I wanted to give you guys a practice that helped you feel a little bit more grounded and in a place of ownership over what you can do. Just being you, just existing in this world, what you can do to have power over your emotions, over your fears, over the unknown. And so this practice is traditional Yoga Nidra in that it goes through the five stages of relaxation. And then we end with a powerful visualization with cues really helping you send your love in all different manners. I'm not going to give it away, but I really hope that you can take the 30 minutes. You don't have to do it right now. It'll be on this podcast. I'm also going to give you a link so that you can go to Insight Timer and do it there. Wherever you choose to do this, I promise it's going to make you feel better. It's going to help you feel more connected to yourself, to your community, to the world, to the energy of the universe. Because we all are connected. We all affect one another in one way or another. And so by doing this practice and reminding ourselves of our capacity to give, our capacity to connect, we ultimately start feeling better, more grounded, and the best version of ourselves. And that, my friends, is how you find your freedom. It's been an amazing year talking with you all. I'm so very proud and happy to have been able to be here for you. I appreciate all your downloads, and I can't wait to connect with you, whether it is as a client, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook, whether it's via a newsletter, however you want to stay connected, let me know. Email me, deb@heartcenteredyou.com, or send me a private message on social media. And I am so, so eager to stay in touch. Namaste, everyone. Enjoy the meditation. Hello, loved ones. For the time that we have together today, you will be guided through a visualization rooted in the law of attraction. Know that you can use this time to redirect any negative energy, to return back to your core, your love. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping and need to shed some distracting energy. Whatever the case may be, I invite you to settle in wherever you find yourself most comfortable and let yourself surrender fully to whatever holds you and supports you. And we will set an intention to be as still and present as possible. And if you need to shift or move to get more comfortable, or if you do in fact fall asleep, that's fine too. As you settle, be aware of the space around you, the sounds inside and outside the room. Then notice any differing light or temperatures in the room. Which parts of you are warmer? Which parts of you are cooler? And next, bring the focus to your inner landscape, the messages of the body. Are any muscles sore or tender? Are there any thoughts of stress or worry? Let these messages in. Imagine them settling into their own beautiful box to rest for the duration of this practice. A trust box, because once inside, you can now trust that the universe will hold them for you while you nurture and strengthen yourself. Settled, focus solely on the experience of this practice and the sound of this voice as a guide. You're invited to develop what we call a sankalpa, an intention for today's practice, a way that you want to feel. Honor what comes, but don't feel a need to look for it. The only thing to make note of is to keep your intention brief, positive, and in the present tense. Starting your statements with words such as, I am, I feel, or I accept tends to work really well here. And now, in this safe place of rest and surrender, we take a few moments to give your body some genuine attention. First, I invite you to gently squeeze your right hand at least once, maybe more, and then release. And then squeeze and release the lower right arm. And tense your upper arm muscles and release. Squeeze the right shoulder and side of the neck and release. And moving down into the right side of the belly, bring those muscles into the spine and release. Flex the right thigh and release. The right calf, release. And finally, the right foot. Curl the toes, tense those muscles and release. And moving to the left hand, a gentle squeeze and release, feeling the difference between the two sensations. Doing the same with the lower arm, squeeze, release. The left upper arm, release. The left shoulder, release. the left side of your belly, pulling it into the spine. Release. And the left thigh and kneecap. Release. The left calf. Release. And finally, the left foot. Curl the toes, feel the tension, and release. And just for a moment now, squeeze the muscles in your face, clench your teeth, furrow that brow, squeeze your eyes shut, and release them. And do that one or two more times on your own. And lastly, the whole body. Give it a gentle squeeze, like an internal hug, all the way through the body. And release. And find stillness once more. I'm going to ask you to rotate your awareness around the body one more time. And this time, all you need to do, as I name each part of the body, is to put your focus, all your love and attention on each part of the body before moving on to the next. Imagine a soft touch or a drop of oil nurturing your skin. Give attention to the forehead. To both eyelids. The bridge of the nose. Upper lip. Lower lip. The chin, throat, collarbones, the chest, moving to the right side of the body, give attention to the shoulder. Elbow, wrist, and each of the five fingers on your right hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Then moving back up the wrist, elbow, shoulders, and back across the chest to the other side now. Paying attention to the left shoulder, elbow, wrist, and each of the five fingers on the left hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Now making your way back up the wrist, elbow, shoulder, collarbones, back to the chest, into the belly, and notice each hip. Come down the right leg, noticing the right thigh, knee, the right calf, shin, ankle, right heel, the right foot. Sole of the right foot. And each of the five toes in turn. One, two, three, four, five. And then making your way back up the leg, all the way through the body to the left leg. Noticing the left thigh, knee, calf, shin, ankle, heel of the left foot, top of the left foot, sole of the left foot, and now each of the five toes in turn. One, two, three, four, five. You are relaxed, safe, and comfortable. So relaxed, in fact, that you easily imagine your whole body increasingly heavy. That within the body there is a gentle surrender to itself, a softening toward the floor and even slightly into it, as if the whole body is heavy. Release that sensation and imagine that the whole body is light, as if the whole body were gently floating away from the floor, with each breath gently lifting, letting go. Can you move between those two sensations? Can you imagine a body that is heavy? Can you feel it as fully as you can? And then release it and enter into a sensation of weightlessness, floating effortlessly. Let yourself explore the differences backwards and forwards between those states. Maybe even imagining being both of them at the same time. Heavy and light. And then let that go. Let that drift. And now that your body is relaxed, feel it truly grounded into the earth, protected and safe. Focus now on your heart center, sending each inhale and each exhale through your heart, infusing it with a golden light. This golden aura of light will guide you toward peace, so let it coat you. Let the healing vibrations dance around your entire body. From the top of your head, extending through to your arms, all the way through the fingertips. See it travel back down to your spine, into your belly, and straight down to the tips of your toes. Really feel this breath, this golden mist, this bright, energetic light consume you. Every time you take a breath, see this light, hear these sounds. Feel them filling you with everything good you know to be true about yourself. Your love, honesty, bravery, compassion, loyalty, peace, and happiness within you. Anything and everything good. What do you love about yourself? With every breath, fill yourself with that. Even the things you want to be, think of the attributes you admire in others. Dedicate your belief right now. Dedicate a belief that you have that within you, that it is growing stronger every day. And as you breathe out, really see the release of all the thoughts, all the feelings that no longer support you. Observe any unhappiness, any hurt, resentment, anger, meanness, any judgment or dislikes. And most of all, any fear. Witness these feelings and then see them washed away with this golden light. Feel your heart swell and strengthen as they float away. This golden light is enveloping the negativity. It's softening the fear-based thoughts, dissolving them as they pass through your body, through those fingers, and anything left now. Jumping off your outstretched arms and into the sky, redirected into the universe as love, giving you a chance to both witness this and surrender. Now that we are full of light and love, we can wholeheartedly and easily practice an attitude of gratitude, reminding ourselves of our gifts, the people, experiences, and places that bring us so much joy. And the more we think of, the brighter our light shines. The more we can love ourselves and our life authentically and unapologetically. And when we do this, we are filled with so much love. We can't contain it, and so we're given the courage to share it, to give it away. So first, you might think of your family, your loved ones, your friends, the ones that bring you joy, that make you smile and laugh. Shine your light on them. And then we go deeper and think of anyone that might be sick or lonely or sad. You don't even have to know them, but just knowing they're out there, shine your light on them too. And finally, we go deeper still and think of the people you don't especially like, the challengers to your joy, the people who push your buttons, that judge you, the ones you don't resonate with or don't understand. These are the people who need your love. It is not the happy people who hurt us. Hurt people hurt people. So shine your light on them. Send them the compassion, the love, the acceptance that you seek back. Because the more light you shine, the more space you create for love, beauty, joy, and abundance all around you. This is why we say Namaste. It states, my soul honors your soul. I honor the place in you where the entire universe resides. I honor the light, love, truth, and beauty within you, because it is also within me. And in sharing these things, we are united. We are the same. We are one. No one else's strength determines your weakness or your lack. There is more than enough beauty, confidence, wealth, success, more than enough of everything to go around. I invite you to ask for what you want in life. Believe that you will find it, and be ready and willing to receive it. And so we end our practice with our intention from the start of our practice. That Sankalpa, stated 3 times now, with new confidence and grounded belief. Take a few moments now to return your attention to your physical breath and the physical body. Little by little, make your breaths a bit fuller and a bit deeper. Start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Maybe massage your head back and forth on your mat. Bring your knees into your chest. Maybe stretch your arms out above your head, deepening that breath the whole time. Feel your chest rise and fall as your breath widens more and more. And when you are ready, come to a seated position with your hands at your heart. I thank you for sharing your time with me today. As you prepare for the rest of your day, I encourage you to let your choices reflect your hopes and not your fears. Namaste, loved ones.